This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to this edition of 6 Minute English with me, Dima Kostenko.
And me, Rebecca Byrne. Hello.
Rebecca, can I begin by asking you a very, very simple question? How would you describe yourself?
Do you mean physically?
Yes.
I've got blonde hair. I'm
right.
About 5'3", so I'm quite short. Kind of average build. I've got quite pale skin and blue eyes.
Sounds like a pretty accurate description to me. But it's not your height, weight or build that we're going to talk about today.
Okay, so what then?
Your hair colour.
Okay, and what is it exactly about my hair colour that's worth talking about?
Well, you've just mentioned you're a blonde, but on the way to the studio you said something else.
Okay, I did indeed. Yes, that's right. I said that when I was a newborn baby, actually I had red hair.
Right. That's a key word for today, because today we'll be talking about how your natural looks, and in particular your hair colour, can tell others what kind of person you are. Or at least reveal some of your qualities.
Okay, that sounds intriguing. I'll be interested to find out more later in the programme. But first of all, would you like me to go through some of today's key vocabulary?
Oh, yes, please. I would like you to begin with an expression that I don't know whether you've heard before.
Okay.
Ginger whinging. How about that?
I haven't heard that, no.
But
no.
What would you guess it means?
I would guess that maybe it refers to an observation that some of us who are redheads complain about things more often than others. I'm not sure if that's true, but I'm just kind of guessing there. We're also going to look at the phrase fiery temper. Now, if you have a fiery temper, you get very angry or extremely excited quite easily. We'll hear the term scientific backing, which means that something has been proved or confirmed by a scientific study. And finally, the verb to avoid, meaning to manage not to do something, to stay away from something or someone.
Okay, so that's to avoid, scientific backing, fiery temper, and that famous ginger whinging.
Okay, yes, that's right. Listen now to our correspondent, Matt McGrath, who is a redhead himself. And as you're listening, try to catch today's key vocabulary. Also, see if after listening you can answer this question. During the study, who or what did the group of redheads try to avoid?
Let's listen to find out.
We redheads are well known for our fiery tempers. Now it seems there's scientific backing for our ginger whinging as well. Scientists in the United States studied a group of 144 dental patients, almost half of whom had red hair. They found that the red hair group were more sensitive to pain, and as a result were twice as likely to avoid visiting the dentist.
Matt McGrath says that redheads, including himself, are well known for their fiery tempers. They have a reputation for complaining a lot, or as a reporter put it, for their ginger whinging. And because it can sometimes hurt, they even try to avoid visiting dentists. However, it looks like not all of this is down to temper alone. There is a newly discovered scientific reason.
In a moment, we'll hear from Professor Daniel Sesler, one of the authors of the study at the Cleveland Clinic in the United States. But before that, Rebecca, I need you to explain two more terms for us. One is anaesthetic requirement.
Someone's anaesthetic requirement is how many painkillers they need before surgery, such as dental treatment, can be performed on them.
And secondly, the word phenotype.
This is a scientific term and it describes how a certain quality of yours shows in your physical appearance.
Thanks, Rebecca. Okay, now, armed with all this knowledge, shall we have a go at this week's question?
Yes, fire away.
Okay, imagine seeing a couple of people walking along the street. Do you think it's possible to tell which one in each pair is likely to be more sensitive to pain? Is it A, an older person as opposed to a younger person? B, a man as opposed to a woman? Or C, a red-haired person as opposed to someone with a differently coloured hair? What do you think, Rebecca?
I would guess maybe B, actually, because I think often men can be quite wimpy when it comes to pain compared to women. We're quite tough.
We'll check your answer in a minute. But first, here's Professor Daniel Sesler with his explanation.
Red hair is the first phenotype for anesthetic requirement in humans. And what I mean by phenotype is external characteristic. So let's say you're walking down the street and you see somebody who's a little older and a little younger. That tells you nothing about their anesthetic requirement. You see a man and a woman. That tells you nothing about their anesthetic requirement. But you see a redhead, aha, you know that person is going to require 20% more general anesthesia.
Okay, Rebecca, did you manage to hear the answer to this week's question?
Well, it sounds like the first two comparisons don't really tell you anything. A woman can suffer from pain to no lesser extent than a man, and a younger person just as much as an older one. However, if you're a redhead, you're more sensitive to pain, which means that my earlier guess was wrong on this occasion.
I'm afraid it was. Well, better luck next time. And of course, you can find out more about this story by simply following the links from our website, bbclearningenglish.com. You can also find out what people in the Learning English team look like by clicking on Meet the Team.
Oh no, I might have to update my photo then.
Okay, you go do that.
Yes, very vain of me.
I'm afraid that's all we have time for. Until next week.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.